Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
What's up, y'all?
We are on the final issue of this Crisis on Infinite Earths maxi series, issue number 12. If you want to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last 12 episodes. And this issue, I love this cover, because you've got the cover of the Anti-Monitor.
Being like, attacked by everybody.
Yeah, he looks like he is standing in the middle of the city. Is like, all the heroes are attacking him, just giving it their all. And it looks like the Anti-Monitor is just like, fuck you.
I love the heroes inside of his hands that are getting squeezed.
Yeah.
And then like the other heroes are trying to pull them apart, like pull the hands apart and stuff.
Yep. And it's not really working too well.
It's a great cover.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and get into this final issue. We start out on Brainiac's ship.
With Rip Hunter, Adam Strange, Captain Comet, Dolphin, Animal Man, and the Atomic Knight.
Yep. They're seeing what...
Where the Earth should have been is now nothing.
Yes. And
Brainiac comes out of stasis and he's like, this does not compute. They're like, you helped us earlier, help us again. And he's like, I don't remember any of this. He's like, but you know.
Yeah, why would I help heroes?
But my data shows that you're not lying, so... Mm-hmm. I guess I can believe you.
Yep. And so he, with them still on his ship, goes flying off.
I wonder where he's going.
I know.
I know, too.
Okay, cool.
I knew where he was going, actually, before I even read it.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have shown that place earlier in the...
Well, never know. We go back to Earth, and we've got the Anti-Monitor, his imposing figure in the background.
He's all like, I killed your Supergirl. I killed your Flash. And so many others who died trying to stop me. And I'll destroy your universe and replace it with my own.
Which, they did not know at this point that Flash is dead.
And Wally's like, what? You murdered the Flash? You son of a bitch.
Yeah. And I think, like we said, they are in this Earth. Is in the Anti-Matter universe.
And everything goes dark.
Yep. And because he just shut off all the lights. So we've got Harbinger now with her power back, because why not?
Well, she said that, with the beginning of this new universe, so too has my power
has returned.
Yeah.
That's true. So she is going to grab all of the heroes that she can.
Well, she's basically gathering all the ones that, were there at the fighting Anti-Monitor at the beginning of time.
Yeah, so she grabs both Supermen, because they were... by each other.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and recruits Dr. Light.
And then, there's countless other ones that she picks up, obviously, because we know, because we see him fighting later on.
What ends up happening is that the darkness splinters, and it really wasn't darkness. It was actually all the shadows.
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of heroes fighting the shadows.
Yep.
And while this is happening, all the mysticals, sorcerers, wizards, etc., are gathered together.
They're trying to wake up.
Well, they're trying to gather energy for Spectre.
Is that okay?
Basically.
Let's see here.
And while that's happening, all the heroes that have been gathered, Alex Luthor opens up the portal to get them to
the Anti-Monitor. Yeah.
Anti-Monitor.
We go back to Brainiac and those six heroes, and they arrived on Apocalypse. Because they're going to get Darkseid to help them.
And Darkseid's like, yo, guys, sup? Welcome to my crib.
I'm the master, Darkseid the Destroyer.
But my light side's really nice.
No, yeah, you know.
Is there a light side?
Probably not.
There should be a light side.
There isn't. We go back to Earth, and we've got Hawk and Dove, rescuing people, getting them out of the buildings as... what looks like the Freedom Fighters are behind them, holding off these shadow demons. Dove sees a kid in the window, and he's like, all right, I gotta go save him. So he rushes over there, takes the kid out, But before he can get away, one of the shadow demons just tears Dev apart.
Basically, they say it makes it look like he had never existed in the first place.
Yep.
It's not a big business.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big thing. So,
we go back to the sorcerers who are all gathering this power.
They're focusing between Green Lantern and they're all focusing on Green Lantern and Dr. Colt.
Yeah, Dr. Colt. I couldn't think what his name was.
They're trying this plan that we don't know yet. But they're trying to do something.
They're gathering a bunch of power.
Yeah, basically. While that's going on, we've got the heroes on Quard, what's left of Quard.
And then Wally shows up, who wasn't supposed to be there.
Nope.
But he's like, look, I followed you guys here because I want to know what happened to the Flash. Yep. The Flash was my friend.
And then,
speaking of...
He sees the Flash. That scene we saw when Flash was running around, the thing.
The first scene that he sees, yep, when he's going back in time.
And so Flash was seeing both past or future and present.
Yeah.
Or past and future. There we go. Yeah. That's words. Flash is... He's able to follow the after image and runs to where it was, and he comes upon Psycho Pirate trying to tear Flash's costume out.
He thinks it's the Flash. He's like, come on, you said you'd help me. You said you'd save me. You wouldn't lie to me. You promised this and that and the other. And Wally's like, no. And then he's like, God damn it, let go of his suit. And he punches the poor, retarded Psycho Pirate. And then Superman, does the one, the little lift of the thing, gets his suit out. And
gets the costume. Lady Quark picks up the ring and hands it to Wally. And Kid Flash just like, he really is dead.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's really dead.
And then as this is happening, Pariah's like, I feel the concentration of evil directly ahead of us. Hurry before it's too late.
Which, why didn't they just
look up?
He had to have been there the entire time just watching these guys run around.
I've been here the whole time.
It's the, the Geico commercial of the kids who are trying to escape the serial killer. And their
backs against the chainsaws and stuff like that.
And he's standing behind them, just like, the fuck, guys.
Yeah. Or Guardians of the Galaxy when Batista, what the hell is his character's name in that?
Oh, Drax?
When he's just standing there.
You can't see me. I'm invisible.
Well, they don't notice him until,
Which is great. I do love those memes with him now.
Anyway.
There's nothing there. And then Drax is in the corner. We go back to Atlantis. They're being attacked by the Shadow Demons. The mermaid, Lori Lemaris. Whatever. She gets killed.
Saving Mira.
Yep. We go to a couple other places. We've got the Earth 2 Green Lantern gets killed. I think that's Peacemaker that dies as well. I could be
Green
wrong
Lantern.
On that one. Oh, Green Arrow. Sorry.
Yeah, the Earth 2 Green Arrow.
Yeah, sorry. I think Peacemaker dies. I could be wrong.
I don't know if he dies or if he... No,
he definitely gets hurt,
yeah,
if nothing else. Whatever this...
There's a handful of people that die.
Bandit. Dormammu lookalike. That's not Dormammu. But there's a bunch of, villains. Now,
Prince Ramen.
Clayface dies here, which is interesting because I know he is still around. I know there's multiple Clayfaces, but...
Yeah, whatever. And then we've got...
The big one here, though, is... Robin and Huntress. Huntress got knocked out by some of the
building
the
fell
debris.
On her.
Robin's trying to save her. Cole jumps in and puts a shield around them.
But the shadows just go right through it.
Yep. And it blows up and,
they're gone.
They're dead.
While this is going on, in the middle of that page, there's actually the sorcerers concentrating their power.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they release it. And when they release it, it sucks all the shadows in the world up into this one glowing green ball, like a net.
Yeah. Yep. And they're basically going to hold on to it.
We've got the superheroes attacking the anti-monitor.
Yep.
And they're trying to beat the holy hell out of him, but it's not doing anything. But... That was exactly the plan that they needed.
Yes.
They're distracting him.
Yep.
And while this is going on, because what's happening is he's pulling his power from this antimatter sun. And because it's still light, Dr. Light's going to absorb the power from it, which is leeching the anti-monitor of his power.
Mm-hmm.
And then while that's going on, Alex Luthor uses his anti-powers to blast the anti-monitor, his anti-matter powers, which is an attack of the same force that the anti-monitor is made out of, so he doesn't have the defense against it that he does against the hero attacks.
Correct.
Which is super weakening him.
Then we've got Negative Woman uses her negative
radiation powers
and kind of binds him up, and it's draining his power a little bit as well.
Yeah.
We've got everybody that has any sort of blast whatsoever.
All these kinetic
attacking.
Yeah,
and then kind of weakening him as well. And then Dr. Light releases everything and blows up the anti-monitor. He's
blasts him into the ground of...
He actually, it's into their good.
It's a cartoon imprint.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's dead. Yay! So, but now they have to get off of Quard.
Yes.
So Alex, and he's got to get the Earth back to the matter universe.
So he absorbs a bunch of the antimatter power the negative universe has, and opens this huge rift that's like big enough for the Earth and all the Earth stuff to go through it.
So as soon as the Earth goes through, all the heroes start flying through to get through there. You've got Psycho Pirate and Wally or Kid Flash standing next to the body of Anti-Monitor, and Kid Flash is just like, man, I just want this guy, fuck this guy, right? Like, what the hell? But what happens is the Anti-Monitor is not dead yet.
And he pulls all those the shadow monsters that are made of his negative matter into himself.
Once it actually hits him,
it explodes the entire planet around him.
Yep. Firestorm, who was down there to get Flash, Kid Flash, and
the Psycho Pirate off, saves them.
They all get hit. They all get hit by this antimatter, whatever. But yeah, he is able to get them off, and maybe they survive barely. Yeah.
But then while they're going through the portal, Priya's like, Wonder Woman, you have to come through. And then she's like, we have to stop the antimonitor.
Yep.
And then he blasts her with one of his antimatter things and basically destroys her.
Disintegrates her.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
And then Superman's like, fuck this shit. He just killed her. Like, he killed Kara. And he's like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to stop this. And as he's getting ready to fly through it, old Superman's like, not today, old son, and punches him and
Lady Quark
through the portal, or to...
Punches them out.
Yeah, knocks them out.
Hands them to Superboy.
And he's like, I've got to go. I got to stop the anti-monitor. I need to be here. I don't belong in this other world.
Correct.
I'm going to stay here and make sure that he doesn't, pose a threat.
And Superboy Prime is kind of feeling the same way. So what he does, he takes the Superman and Lady Quark
and throws them through the portal, through Alex,
because he couldn't hold it forever.
Yeah.
And he stays in this anti-monitor universe. Alex is...
on the side,
whatever,
also.
He stops, like, he can't hold the portal open anymore.
And old Superman just starts beating the fucking tar out of the anti-monitor.
It's amazing. I do say that Superboy goes to try and help, but he gets blasted really quick, nothing. But while this is going on, Darkseid, with his powerful
technology,
yeah.
He's using Alex as a
conduit.
Yeah. So he's looking through his eyes, seeing what's going on. Sees, the old Superman beating the hell out of
Anti-Monitor.
Anti-Monitor. And then, old Superman goes up to the Superboy and he's like, hey, are you all right? That was, and as this is happening, Monitor breaks out again and he's like, I'm not finished with you yet. I have to destroy you.
So, if nothing else, I'm going to kill you. Like, if I die, I'm still going to kill you. Because, his plans went from killing everybody in the universe to just killing Earth 1 and 2 because they were pestering him, to killing
Superman
just the Earth,
Superboy,
to killing just these guys because they're annoyance.
Look, I keep losing power. I can't kill everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I just have to, at least he prioritizes.
He does. But he is getting ready to, attack them. Darkseid uses whatever power, he gives the Alex, this extra power and, laser blasts the monitor, anti-monitor, which destroys him.
Well, it doesn't actually destroy him. It turns him into this huge fireball.
Destroys him enough.
Okay.
His power is still weakening again.
Yeah, but it's supposed to have blasted him millions of miles away.
Yep.
And then, Alex is talking to Superman, and he's like, now you guys are stuck here, and you hear, Superman, I will not die until you die with me. And the old Superman sees this fireball that is anti-modern. He's like, man, I've had enough of your shit, and just fucking blasts him in the face,
and he's gone. And,
yeah, he is completely destroyed.
It's and then it that makes, is a wonderful scene by itself. Oh,
absolutely.
Like, that's a picture I've seen numerous times, just taken out. Just like, I've had enough. Pow, gone. It's wonderful.
And it makes this shockwave that destroys everything it touches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're still in this antimatter universe. Superman, Superboy, and Lex.
Alex,
sorry. And they're like, well, this is a fitting end, I guess.
Yeah, we're stuck here. You know, he's like, I'm just sorry that you guys got stuck here with me. He's like, I was willing to do this. And then Alex is like, you know, your Lois is alive. He's like, I got her here.
I saved her once you got done talking with her. I can take all of us to this alternate world, and we can all just kind of be together. We won't die here.
And then they disappear.
Yeah, they're all like, okay.
The anti-monitor or anti-matter universe becomes nothing.
Yep. We're going to... Everything, you know, we're at an end.
Yeah.
The last group here, last couple pages.
It talks about
Lila,
how...
Lila...
Well, this talks about how Diana...
Well, hold on.
Okay.
The last couple pages are Lila... finding out what's going on with the Earth when they got back.
And explaining the differences between this. Yep. Well, some of the differences.
A few of them. So, like...
For instance... For
the Wonder Woman getting blasted.
She actually didn't die. She got turned back into the clay which she started from and was just reborn and actually goes through the same timeline just without...
It's almost like they wanted to make start her story her. And for the issue one after this.
And then
older Diana
gets
brought up to the gods, to Mount Olympus, because Zeus saw she was struggling and decided
because of everything that she had done and because she was part of an embodiment of the gods.
I do like that this Zeus is very nice compared to the real Greek Zeus, but you know,
he's just a horny bastard who would probably been like, hey, I know exactly what I'm gonna do with you.
Exactly.
Hey, bong bong.
We've got, you know, they say that deaths happened. Like, we've got Robin, Huntress, Cole, never found their body. Tula and Lori Lamaris, I can say the name. They're dead. Obviously,
Supergirl.
The world knew Supergirl died, but not how or what she died for. Apparently, Dr. Light's friend, I can't remember his name.
Sunset or something like that.
So, I don't know. He died.
Setting Sun.
So, I don't
anyways.
Remember. He died. Don Hall of Dove died.
Did you say Don Hall's?
Don like Hall. No, not Hall. Hall. He died.
Wildcat, Hawkman.
Among wounded, Green Arrow
among
dead.
Yeah.
So,
and then you've got Wally talking to Jay.
Yep.
And he's like, look, he's like, I'm no longer Kid Flash. He's like, I'm...
Well, so, okay, so one thing we didn't mention here that we mentioned in Teen Titans, the reason why Wally quit was because his powers was killing him.
The faster he ran, the sooner he was going to die.
Yep. So he didn't want to die, obviously. He obviously came out of retirement to help out the heroes because it was
because
a time of need.
Like, he was like, if I die, I die. As
yeah,
as I
this everyone's going to die, so might as well try to do something.
But the
when he got blasted by the antimatter shadow beings, demons, whatever.
Monitor, when he, when
that's the, what I meant, yeah. It stopped his regression. Like, so he can run the speed of sound right now, which is good.
It's not as fast as he could run before,
no,
but still.
But it was good enough to take the mantle of Flash.
Yeah.
Because
and he says,
the world needs a Flash.
I'm the Kid Flash no longer. From this day forth, the Flash lives again.
Mm-hmm. We've got...
It goes through and talks about Jonah Hex being transported into the future.
Yeah, we got a couple things here.
I'll bet that didn't last for very long.
I don't think it did.
The
Guardians of the Universe.
Split.
Yeah. Let's see here. And then we end it with...
her,
Lila, and Brian. Yeah. They are going to go off to just kind of look at what this world is. Like, what has happened with it.
Yep. And then we have the epilogue.
Yep.
Which is Psycho Pirate talking about everything that happened. And these the doctors, but they're like, man, this guy's talking about thousands of universes and multiverses
mm-hmm.
and how this and that and the other happened. And he's like, yeah, I remember everything. I remember it all. And yeah.
Yeah. Worlds lived, worlds died. Nothing will ever be the same. And he's just going cycling in his pad's room.
Yeah. And he's like, yo, those were the good days, though. Yep. Monitor let me take over three worlds, and it was a good time.
Yeah, so the very end says, not the end, the beginning of the future.
Yeah.
There are some scrutiny for this book. Like, we picked out a few, just a few nitpicks.
Yeah. Ours were mostly with what happens in these books.
Yes. Though. I love the series, dude. This is the beginning of my DC comics, my knowledge.
Gotcha.
This is not where I started. Like I said earlier on, I started with Death of Superman and Batman Nightfall. That was 93. I probably didn't read this until early 2000s.
But still, this is where all the starts for your stories came from.
Yep. So it's, I mean, you said you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Like I said, this is definitely a lot better than, you know,
some of the other stuff we read.
Well, of the DC stuff, other than Swamp Thing, this is probably the best ones that we've read, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean, we did have a couple of good Flash ones there.
Yeah.
A little stint. Not all of them.
Yeah, once in a while, the Flash ones were good.
Well, and the beauty is, we're past all that bullshit now. We're going to get into some good DC stories. I'm happy for that.
So are we going to start on Batman anytime soon? I'm surprised we haven't done any yet.
Because I was leading to this. Yes. I think the first Batman one we're going to do is Batman Year One. I think the first story we're going to do post-crisis will be, I think I said, Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a two-part Superman story. Be quick.
Yeah.
It's something simple. It is, basically, it's talking about what happened to Earth 2 Superman.
Gotcha. So, and Superboy. And
no. It's just Earth 2 Superman.
Oh.
We'll get to those later.
Gotcha.
Foreshadowing for 10 years in the future, because it's going to take us a bit before we get to those. Ron?
Oh, this is great. This was a fun time.
Yes, this was awesome. We all still got it under 4 hours, which is
hell
amazing.
Yeah.
So guys, if you are here from the CW universe, from watching that and wanting to get more Crisis, thank you for coming. Please listen to some of our other podcasts or other episodes. We basically do this. We tend to get off track a lot.
No.
So I've cut a lot of that out. What the next proceeding episodes you'll be listening to is all that shit that I cut out in those episodes, all into, like,
not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this.
Those are gonna be a pain to go back and listen to.
I'm glad that I don't do any of the editing.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I've got to listen to 40 episodes worth of stuff
and cut out the fun stuff. And
yeah, there's probably gonna be some repeating things. I'm not gonna lie.
That's fine.
We'll see.
Yep.
But yeah, thank you for listening in. We have got, if you liked what you listened or if you liked what you heard, go give us a rating and review on the Apple podcast. Yeah, that thing. I was going to say iTunes. It's not iTunes anymore.
No.
Or whatever podcast app you listen to us on. We have some shirts made, kind of. Hopefully when this episode comes out, I've got a process down to where, you can go to this website and click on there and order a shirt. If not, if you want to contact me let me know if you want a shirt or not, I'll probably put in one more order before I go to one website. And then I have to send it all out. So it'll be a process. You can get to me, or you can get me your order stuff. I don't know. This is all new to me. I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
If you message him, the email is...
Yeah, just message me on
Instagram,
Instagram, Twitter. Email is...
comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
Yep. You can find us on that. We're not on Facebook. There is something on Facebook that my brother put up, but I haven't touched it yet. So
Tony. Oh.
Let's see. What else is there? I'm trying to think. All right. I thanked Joe midway through. I'll thank him again from Wreck My Podcast and Sex Turtles, their brand name, for making our song. I'm looking forward to next year. I've already got some plans on what we're going to do. I've got some guests lined up. So,
ooh, guests.
Yes, those guys. Is there anything else I'm forgetting? I'm probably forgetting something.
I don't know.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of our episodes, though, guys. And I can't wait to hear the outtakes with you guys because obviously I
you were on part of them, but not all of them. And
hey, that's okay.
Who knows? I might splice some random shit in there from left and right.
Well, the editing's gonna be the fun part. See, you're gonna have to go through and give
I'll give an explanation for some of it. That's not let's be honest here. I'll probably put more work into that than most of these episodes.
Well, we get off in left field so often that,
just a little bit. Ron, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.